We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Romans 12, verse 6.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Sharing Our Spiritual Gifts was written by Nancy Gavilanes and read by Joyce Dinkins.
Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Sharing Our Spiritual Gifts, written by Nancy Gavilanes. You're good at playing the guitar, I said to a new friend at church. Thanks, he said. That's my ministry. There was that word again, ministry. I didn't know what that was or how someone got a ministry. But my friend was simply using the musical ability he'd been given to serve others. When I later discovered that one of my gifts was exhortation or encouragement, I was a bit disappointed. It felt too plain. But soon I realized that as the care leader of our small group, I delighted in writing encouraging notes or calling our members. I'd been using one of my spiritual gifts without even knowing it. As believers in Jesus, we're each given spiritual gifts to serve in the church. Sometimes we don't know what they are, so we simply serve where there's need. The Holy Spirit will do the rest. Just as our human body has many parts with different functions, in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Teaching, encouraging, giving, and showing mercy are just some of the spiritual gifts mentioned in the passage from the book of Romans. Whatever spiritual gifts the Holy Spirit entrusts us with, let's use them to serve others in the church, the body of Christ. Let's pray. Dear God, how great you are to give us spiritual gifts, that we are able in your name to serve and be a blessing to others. Help us to do so faithfully wherever we go. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. What's one of your spiritual gifts? How can you use it to bless others?